Christ. It's freezing.
Why does no one think to check in with everybody before touching the thermostat? 60 degrees? Oh, fuck, no wonder it feels like a damn freezer in my room. I bet I know who changed it too. Fucking Christ! Oh, fuck. Ugh. What the hell is your problem? Don't sneak up on me like that. Ugh. What are you even doing in the kitchen this late? Just chilling on your phone, huh? You know, something tells me there's more to that than you're telling me. Well, whatever. If watching porn in the kitchen of all places is how you want to spend your night, then so be it. Just leave me out of it. Sure. You know I've seen how many porn tabs you keep open, right? And before you start bullshitting, everything I know about your masturbation habits has been completely against my will because you don't even try to hide it. Hell, sometimes you just leave your laptop open and unlocked, and that's the first thing anyone sees when they go into your room. If you remembered to get back all of the shit I let you borrow, I wouldn't have to go in there at all. Yeah, whatever, I'm not doing this with you right now. Like I said, just leave me out of it. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm cutting the AC off. It's been running long enough. It's perfectly cool in here, and as a matter of fact, I'd argue that it's too fucking cool in here. I'm cold. Please don't start this shit right now. It's not even that hot outside, and on top of that, it's... I know it's the middle of July, dumbass, but it's nighttime. It's like 78 at most outside. It's not that hot. And you have a ceiling fan in your room anyway. Like, you'll live. But move! Get off! Don't fucking touch me! What the hell's wrong with you? I don't give a shit if you pay the electric bill. That doesn't mean you can just change the temperature to whatever the hell you want. Other people live here too, you know? You have a ceiling fan, okay? I don't have anything like that. No, I don't know where the heating pad is. It's mom's and dad's room probably, and I don't want to wake them up just to get it. That fucking pig seat you hole yourself up in is gonna magically turn into some sweltering hellscape the second I turn off the fucking AC. Besides, dad wakes up early, he'll turn it back on before he heads to work, and you'll be fine. Yeah, that's what I thought. Now just go back to watching porn or scrolling through girls shaking their ass on Instagram or whatever the hell you do down here past midnight. Yeah, always starting shit for no reason. Excuse me? What was that? No, you said something under your breath. What was it? Oh, I wouldn't be so cool if I didn't dress like a slut all the time. Is that right? Maybe I just missed the memo, but since when is wearing the bra and panties in the comfort of your own home a slutty thing? Huh? Yeah, you're just wearing boxers and an ugly fucking wife beater. That's basically the same thing. At best, you're only slightly less of a slut. It's sluttier because my ass swallows my underwear? Have you maybe considered that you shouldn't even be looking at your older sister's ass, huh? Has that thought ever crossed your mind? Yes, the fuck you do. I catch you staring all the time, even when I am covered up. Also, in case you forgot, you're some porn-addicted loser. I bet I could dress like a nun and you'd still be gawking at my ass. Huh? Oh, really? Oh, if that's the case, why don't you move your hands? You're not subtle, and I'm not fucking blind. I saw you move your hands to cover your dick. What are you trying to hide? Do I need to go over there and move them for you? Move your hands. Well. What do we have here? You were staring at my ass when I was changing the thermostat, weren't you? That excuse doesn't work when your phone's halfway across the table, you know. It just does that sometimes. Right. You're such a shitty liar. You actually expect me to believe that boner came out of nowhere? Really? If you were staring at me, you'd go soft, huh? I'll do you one better then, huh? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting rid of your boner, huh? Yeah. You said staring at my ass would make your cock go limp, so surely me grinding on it would make it go soft even faster, right? That's how it should work in theory, but I don't know. Kind of feels like it got harder. Like I can feel your big, fat boner frothing against me. We should stop. Why, huh? You gonna blow a load in your boxers? I thought you said I turned you off. I'm just trying to make sure you don't go to bed all hard and horny. Here, try grabbing my ass. That might help, don't you think? Come on, just grab it. Just for a little bit. I just want to see if it'll help make your dick calm down, okay? Yeah, God. This ass is so fucking plump, isn't it? So soft and round. It's the perfect bubble butt. But it's your sister's bubble butt, which turns you off, right? Your dick is gonna go soft if we keep this up, isn't it? No? No, it's not. Are we done playing dumb then, huh? Yeah, are we done playing dumb, you fucking freak? Because if I'm not wrong, which I know I'm not, your cock is rock hard because you were perving on me. And if we need further proof, let's just check your dick when I stand back up, huh? Yeah. Would you look at that? It's still hard. Meaning, I was right. Like usual. And is that what I think it is? Did you start leaking pre-cum because your older sister was grinding her ass on that big fat boner? God. I can see your cock twitching. You like it when I call it big and fat, don't you? Even after I just reminded you that I'm your fucking sister. You're so weird. I can't believe we're related. What? I just want to get a closer look at it. I'm not going to do anything. I just... I want to see how much your cock is drooling for me. Fuck. You're throbbing like crazy. I can't believe you really tried to lie and say you weren't perving on me. You must have thought I was born yesterday, thinking that was gonna work. Here, let's take it out. Why not? I think you should let him breathe a little. Besides, your boxers look like they're about to rip if we don't let that thing loose. What? Mom and Dad are asleep. If they woke up, we'd hear them coming down the steps. We're not gonna get caught. Just take your cock out, okay? Come on. What if I asked nicely, Can you please take your cock out of me? I saw you twitch when I said that. You pervert. Oh, take your fucking dick out. I'm not going to ask you again. Oh. Oh my God. Look at how hard you are. Is it? Because your sister looks good on her knees? Your balls look really full. It's pretty surprising considering you jerk off like 5 times a day. What? I'm just touching it. I just want to see what happens when I stroke it a little. Do you want me to drool on it? Do you think that would make it feel good? Yeah? You want me to drool on your big dick before I jerk it off? Oh, yeah, just spread it all around. Oh, this feels much better than when you do it yourself, huh? I bet it does. You're so fucking nasty. You know, just from this, I can guess what kind of weird porn you probably watch. Well, it'd be easy to guess you watch incest porn. But I bet you watch stepcest instead. Just so you can keep that plausible deniability. Like, oh, well, they're not really related. You're so pathetic. Is that really how you plan on defending yourself? That might work on people who don't know you're a freak. But you can't fool me. I know, that's not enough for you. You need more. You've got a big, fat crush on your older sister. And now you've got a big, fat boner for her, too. I bet you wish it was me in all those nasty videos you watch, huh? Is that what you want? You want me to act like I'm stuck under the bed? Or maybe stuck in the dryer with my big round ass on display? Brother, help me. I'm stuck. Ew. I can feel you throbbing in my hand, you fucking creep. Oh, no way you actually get turned on by that shit. I almost can't believe you're a real person right now. Like, I always kind of knew you had a thing for me. You were always super clingy, like even as a kid, no matter how much of a bitch I was to you. But if I'd known it would have grown into this, I would have been a lot meaner. Maybe then you'd be less of an incest-loving freak. Or maybe not. Who knows? Maybe you were destined to be a perv no matter what. Which honestly sounds pretty believable since you're getting jerked off by your own fucking sister. Yeah. And not only that, you seem to be enjoying yourself. We shouldn't take it any further than this. You know that, right? You say that, but I don't know if I believe you. You're really giving me puppy dog eyes. Like you're silently begging me for something more? Do you want me to suck it? Yeah? You want me to put this fat cock in my mouth? You're such a fucking pervert. I'm your sister. Does that not bother you at all? Like, Not even a little bit? I'm almost surprised. You know, getting a hand job is bad enough, but you seriously want me to suck your dick? You're disgusting. But I guess since we made it this far... Listen, this is not happening again. Got it? Yeah. So you better enjoy it while it lasts, okay? You know, you surprisingly don't taste too bad. Not great, but not too bad. It's definitely much more tolerable since your dick is so nice. Plus, your moons are kind of cute. It would be hot if you were literally anyone else. Yeah, on the bright side, I get to tease and bully you, which is actually pretty fun. Even if one of us clearly enjoys it a lot more. You better count yourself lucky, you know. Normally, I wouldn't even be interested in entertaining your weird little fetishes. I just had something to prove this time, and... Well, I bet this feels like a wet dream come true for you, huh? You probably never thought that binging porn down here would end up with one of your little pervert fantasies coming to life. Just all because you just had to get the last word in, huh? Look where that led us, huh? I'm on my knees with a mouthful of my brother's dick. And he's loving every second of it because he's a depraved little porn-addicted pervert. Do you think you really tried to lie and tell me you weren't a freak? Oh, like I didn't already know. I told you. I know you stare at me when you think I'm not looking. You're like the least subtle person ever. Which again, might have been kind of cute if you weren't my brother, huh? Yeah. Well, that wasn't so bad, I guess. I've had worse things in my mouth. What's that look for? You look desperate. Oh my. Oops. Your balls are so bloated. Were they like this before? Or did I help churn up an even bigger load? I think I know the answer. I bet all of that hot sticky cum is for me. Did you work up a nice fat nut to bust in my mouth? Yeah, I bet you did. You definitely can't go to bed like that. Your balls look like they're fit to burst. It almost looks painful. Yeah, well, you better go do something about that then, huh? I'm going back to my room. Where else would I be going? It's probably not as fucking cold by now anymore, so, Yeah, that kind of sounds like a you problem, doesn't it? I already did what I needed to. I turned off the AC, and bonus points, I proved what I already knew, that my little brother is actually a filthy little pervert. So yeah, I'm going to bed, and you're just gonna have to find some way to deal with that on your own. You did not just ask me that. I'm not letting you fuck me. We can't do that, and you know we can't do that. I just jerked you off after grinding on your cock, and I gave you, like, a blowjob. That's already 3 steps past too far. Yeah, I am your older sister, and we have to draw the line, like, somewhere. Do you have any shame at all? You're literally begging me to make you come. Can you not just do it yourself? You were gonna jerk off anyways. Yeah. Okay, well, just listen to you.
But it's not gonna be the same.
You know, I could have guessed you wouldn't be above begging for sex, but actually seeing you do it is absolutely wild. Well, I suppose, like, in the end, this works out for me. What do I mean? I'm not evil. I can hear it in your voice. You need to come really bad. However, well, I may not be evil. I am absolutely fucking freezing every single night. So, if you agree that the thermostat stays at minimum 72, yeah, minimum, then I'll help you with your little problem down there, huh? Not fair. How so? I might have teased you, yes, but you were down here jerking off anyway, and even if you weren't, you were the one perving on me, huh? All I was gonna do is fix the temperature. So, either stop freezing everybody or just go to bed with the hardest boner you've ever had in your life. It's your choice. Good. See? I knew we could see eye to eye. No, you can stay seated. I'm just gonna sit on that cock and ride it until you come, huh? Why are you breathing so hard? You're acting like it's your first time. Hopefully it's not, because that will make this, like, 10 times weirder. Anyway, I'm just gonna pull my panties to the side. Yeah. Rub the head of that cock against my lips. Does that feel good? Yeah, I bet your cock is nice and sensitive from all the teasing. Good. That means this shouldn't take too long then. Okay. Fuck. Fuck. It's really quite thick, isn't it? God, I hate you for having such a nice cock. Yeah, listen. You better not start begging me for pussy after we're done here. I don't care how good your dick feels, I meant it. When I said this was a one-time thing. Yeah, I'm just gonna ride your cock until you dump that hot load into me. And then my side of the bargain will be complete. And I can go to bed comfortably with my loser little brother bitching and moaning about the thermostat. God, fuck. You're big. You're so fucking deep. Okay, just grab my ass, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, like that. I want you to really squeeze it, okay? Yeah. Get a nice grip. It feels good in your hands, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, you like grabbing your sister's ass? Oh, she bounces on your cock. Yeah, I know you do. You fucking freak. I bet you're gonna jerk off to this moment over and over. You're gonna be coming to me a long time after I'm finished with you. You might never be able to come to anything normal again. Yeah, you're only gonna want your big sis from now on. Fuck. Yeah, well, it's one thing to fantasize about it, right? Now you've had the real thing. You'll just know what you're missing out on. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm giving you a taste of heaven. Just to never let you have it again. Oh, maybe I am kind of evil. You're just gonna cream pie my pussy with all of that nasty, gooey sperm. And then the next morning, everything is gonna be back to normal. And the best you can do is just go back staring at my ass again. Who knows? Oh, maybe just for you, I'll start wearing even less. Is that? That's not gonna be enough. You don't want this to be the last time. It's too bad. Too fucking bad. Poor Phoebe. Are you getting close? Yeah? Are you gonna come soon? Is that what you're whining? Begging like a slut? Yeah. Oh, there it comes. Come on, don't hold back. Shoot that fucking load, you freak. Come on, come in your sister's pussy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's a big load. Come on. Oh, give it, give it. Oh, that come. Yeah, yeah, every drop. Remember, this is the only time you get to do this, huh? Fuck. Come on. Give me everything. Yeah. Yeah? That's good? Okay. Well. Now, if you excuse me, I need to go to bed. Yeah. You, might want to go ahead and put that away now. It's probably not a good idea to be chilling in the kitchen with your dick out. Jeez, calm down. I have an IUD. I'm not going to get pregnant. Although you should have definitely thought about that before you came in me, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. So, 72 degrees minimum. Got it? No, we can't cuddle. Like, what the fuck did I just tell you? I said everything will be back to normal. And us cuddling is not normal. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fine. Just this one time. One time. Understand? And only for a little bit. Oh, if we get caught sleeping together. I mean, that's just not a conversation I feel like weaseling my way out of, okay? Yeah, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and get all that's come out of me, and I'll meet you in my room when I'm done. Also, my room doesn't have a ceiling fan, so you better not complain about being hot. We're not going to your room because your room is gross, okay? Go upstairs or we're not cuddling. Yeah. God, you're so annoying.